We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting by the two dots on Lamed Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the top. We learned in the Mishnah that Dinei Nefashos, so the halacha is Hamelamed Chayva could change his mind to Zchus, but someone who is Melamed Zchus cannot change his mind to Chayva. That's what's said in the Mishnah. He can't change his mind. So Amar Rav, Rav qualifies and limits this halacha. Lois Shonu B'Shas Masa Matan. When they are discussing the case, so the one who said Zchus can't change his mind to Chayva, because it's Vatzilu Eida, you have to try to save the guy. So if you're the one who's pushing the innocence, you have to keep on saying that side. You can't change. Avashas Gemar Din, if you reach Gemar Din, he didn't come up with any Zchus, he's allowed to say his Psak and say Chayv. That's allowed to be done. Avashas Gemar Din, Melamed Zchus, could be Chayza, Melamed Chayva. He could change his mind and say chayva when it comes to the mice, because he didn't figure out any way to make a schos. So therefore, it doesn't apply anymore. It's like, why should he lie and say that he thinks the guy is potter if he's not? If the guy is chayv, therefore you're allowed to change your mind. Meisve, and ask your kasha. Some of these questions are from Mishnayis in the beginning of the next parak, and that's one of these. Meisve. It says like this in the Mishnah later on. Lamachros, this is from Adina Fashis. So we know Din HaFashos, the way it works is that you have the Din Torah starts on one day and you can't finish till the next day because you have to sleep on it. So it says what happens is in L'machros, the next day they wake up, they come to Bez Din, the Dayanim, L'machros Mashkimin, Uban, and they come to Bez Din, HaMazaka Oimer, the Mazaka says, Ani HaMazaka, Mazaka Nim Kaimi, I'm the one who said that he's innocent and I'm sticking with my tzad. Mechayiv Amani HaMechayiv, Mechayiv Ani Mekaimi. And the Mechayiv says, I am the one who said Chayiv, and I'm sticking with my tzad. And the Mishnah says, what's the halacha? Melamed Chayiva, Melamed Zchus. If you're the one who's Melamed Chayiva, you could change your mind to Zchus. But Melamed Zchus, ain't a yachal lach Melamed Chayiva. But if you're Melamed Zchus, you cannot change your mind to Melamed Chayiva. And the Gemara, so that's the other in the Mishnah. So first, the second day, which is day of Gemara Din, says you cannot change your mind. V'olam Akra, it can't change your mind from Zchus to Chayva. V'olam Akra is Gemara Dinu. The next day is the day of Gemara Din, and you see, you can't change your mind. So it's a kasha on Rav. Moshev L'tameich, V'olam Akra is Masamata Mileka. You think there's no Masamata the next day? You're right, the first day is Masamata and the second day is Gemara, but you also have a Masamata the second day as well. So Kiktani, when it says that you can't be Chayva, it means V'shas Masamata. But Avada, when you're coming to the close to make the Psak, Avada maybe could change his mind, so therefore it's not a kasha on Rav. Toshma, also from that Mishnah, it says, if donum elu keneged elu, the halacha is like this, that if you don't have two hamachayiv, so then there's no roiv, and the halacha is that you can't paskin, so you're even adding two. You're not allowed to add more than 71. Let's say you reach the number 71 already, and it's 36 against 35. 36 say chayiv, 35 say potter. You have a stalemate now because you need two to be chayiv. So what do you do? You can't add any of the items. What do you do? So the Mishnah says, donum elu keneged elu, they all down with each other. Achi yira echad ben mechayivim tivrei mezakin, until one of the mechayivim could change his mind to zchus. And it's mashu dafka that way. Vim iso listi nami epcha. It should say, or one of the mezakin see the tzad of the mechayiv. Elamai, why doesn't it say that? Because this is talking about Gemara Din here. Elamai, why doesn't it say this? Because you can't change. Once you say zchus, you can't change. One of the mechayivim could change to zchus, but a zchus can't change to chayiv. You see, he can't change him.
What do you need that for?
What do you mean need for?
You could win with one.
Huh?
You could win with it. You could be innocent with one.
In this case, the was 30. You're right. Here was 36 to 35.
Well, then you have to change one.
You do have a change. It's 36 chayivim. It's 36 is chayiv and 35. 36 chayiv and 35 said potter. So here you got to change something. So it says until you're going to change one chayiv into a potter, and now you're going to have the right. Why didn't you say just have a better? It's a switch one of the mezakin into a chayiv, then you'll have. Then yeah.
If you switch one, yeah, it's still the same problem.
No, it's not. Let's play this out. If 36 is 35, let's just play this out. And now one of the 35 things becomes a chayiv.
If one of the 36 changes mind, you'll have nothing.
No, you don't. If one of the 36...
If one of the 36
by zchus, one's enough. By zchus, one's enough. Yeah, you switch. So here the Marzkai wanted the opposite. The Mishnah says, "Nami Yipcha." So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Really, you could change your mind. Why didn't the Mishnah say that? Because the Mishnah is saying, like, until something happens. Why should the Mishnah say something we don't want to happen? The Tana is trying to be positive. That we're trying to find him to mazak him, not to make him chayiv. That's what said this case. But that's possible the other way also. Toshima, another right. The Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yosi Chanina says like this. Now Rabbi Yosi Chanina, a lot of times in Shas is a Moira, but the Rishash speaks out about Piatosis and Mesechus Nazi. Here we're talking about the Tano, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. He says like this. We know the halacha is, if a Talmud is sitting in front of the Beis Din and he thinks of a schus, what we do is we appoint him as one of the Dayanim. That's what we do. We appoint him as one of the Dayanim. And he becomes one of the Dayanim. Now it says, Echam Nel Tamidim Shazika, one of the Tamidim, he was on the Schus side, and Umeis, before they went around to vote, he died. Royin Oisoi Ki Ilu Chai Vayim Kaima. We look like, is he Ilu Chai and Vayim Kaima. And he's still saying Schus. Now, the Aruchan Ra speaks out, the same thing for one of the Dayanim who died, who was on the schus side and he died. Also, we would just count him as the schus side. Just was saying, even Talmidim, who are not really one of the Yonim, even him, you'll do this. But the Gemara's question is like this, maybe if he would have been alive, he would have been changing. We're saying that Rav says he could change from schus to chayva. So who said, even Mashas Gemara Din, he would have said, schus, maybe would have changed his mind. So that's a raya, that you can't change your mind. So otherwise, it's not a raya. Right now, he didn't change his mind yet. So that's why you still could count him as one of the Zeichim. They sent him right to Shol, that this Rabbi Yisrael right here is not like Rav. That he's not like Rav. So why are you answering? This is Taka Kasha on Rav. This Tana Rabbi Yisrael. So the Gemara, no, not Moitzim Chal Rabbeinu, because it's not a raya from here, because here, it said he wasn't crazy yet. So ain moitzi itmar. It's not a rai, not like Rav. We thought it says that Rav Yisrael is saying not like Rav. And says no ain moitzi itmar. Could stem with Rav. Toshima, let's try bringing it out right. Says in the Mishnah, and that Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah on Daf Lama. It says later on Daf Lama Vavon Beis. It says that there was hayosh nei seifrei dayanim. That there was two dayanim who sat there and wrote down everything, all the minutes of the Din Torah. So Shnei Sefer Dayanim, Oyim Mufneim, they sit in front of the Dayanim, Echem Yamin, one on the right side, Echem Nesmo, on the left side, Vekoyisim, Divrei HaMazakim, Divrei HaMachayim, they write the Mazakim and the Machayim. So why do you have to write everything down? So we're talking about this is the Masa Matam, why do you have to write it down? Bishlam, Divrei HaMachayim, the reason why you have to write it down is, because the halacha is, if you say Chayiv, you have to wait another day to sleep on it. Now, you have to write down the reason, because if tomorrow you come out with another reason why you're chayiv, you have to sleep on it another day. For every reason has to be slept on. So if it's not different from chayiv, and you write it down, because tomorrow you might see another reason, then you have to do a lonesden again. So you have to know what the reason yesterday was, in order to know what the reason today is different, and then you have to have another lonesden. Why do you have to write the reason of the mezakin? My time, or why do you have to do that? Lav mishum di chazu taima achmina lechayva loy mishkachinam buhu, and say like this. Rashi explains that if the halacha is you can't be chayzer, so I understand why you have to write down the reason, because it since the halacha is that if it's something that tzaduk can make a mistake by, it's a mistake, you could be chayzer, and we know you can't be chayzer, so you have to write down the exact reason so we know that it's something you can't be chayz on, because it's not something that's tzaduk amayda by. But if the halacha is you could be chayzer, what's the difference? You can be chayzer from schus to chayva. What's the difference? What the reason was yesterday? Why you said schus? It makes no difference. It completely makes no difference what your reason was schus was. So why do you have to write it down? I can be chayzer today anyway. Who cares what the reason of schus was? It makes no difference. So el dibur mezak in my time, alav mishum diyav chaz the time achrina lechayva loy mishchinabu. Therefore, you have to write it down to make sure it's not tayav with dibur tzedukim. So the Gemara, so what do you write? It's Saraya, not like Rav, that you can't, as much as you can't be chayzer. So the Gemara, loy, avada it could be chayzer. So why do you have to write down the reason? Kedei shlo yoimru shnayim tam echad mishnei mikrayus. Because the halacha is, if two dayanim both say that he's, for example, they both say that you're potter, and they both bring a raya from a pasuk, but they bring a raya for two different psukim. The halacha is one of those dayanim are disqualified. They're not counted as a tzad. Why? Because the Torah never says the same thing with two psukim. Like Rashi speaks out, the kaimalon lo nichtavu shnei mikroyos atam echad. Two psukim were not written for one reason. Each pasuk has their own chiddush, and therefore, we'll see examples of it. But the Gemara said, "Kedesh yoyim v'shnayim tam echad erikroyos." Kedabayim never asked Rabbi Yechonon. Omru shnayim two dayonim say tam echad one psak m'shnei mikroyos two psukim. Mahu what's the halacha? Omulei ein moinim lelechad. You only count as one day, and the other day is disqualified because he's saying one of them is not true, because the Torah does not say the same thing twice. So one of them is saying not saying the truth. And therefore you have to write down, that's why you have to write down everyone's reason. But no animili. What's the makar for this halacha that you can't have two psukim for one thing? On my Abai, Dom HaKor, Apostle says, Apostle tell him, Achas Dibra Lekim, Hashem said one thing, Shtayim V'Shamati. You hear two things from that. Ki ois Leila Kim, because Hashem has the strength and the chokmah. The Mashal explains the ikud drashas in this part of the pasuk. Ois Leila Kim, that Hashem, that's a strength to have one word to mean two things, but to have two psukim to mean one thing, that's not a strength. That's not a chokmah. So ois Leila Kim, mikra echad yoytz lekam timing. Vem tam echad yoytz lekam krois. One mikra could mean a daf a lot of different things, but ein tam echad yoytz lekam krois, and one time can't come from a lot of different mikrois. The very small Tana brings a drasha to show this idea how the Torah is split up into a million different pieces. The pasuk says ukepatish, the pasuk loy koy devarai keish, which means that Hashem's words, the Torah, is like eish. No Hashem ukepatish shifoytza sela. It's like a hammer breaks up a cella into a lot of pieces. Ma patish demeschal kamen choytzos. Af mikra echad, yes, a common timing. It means the patash, it means the stone. In Tosfos, but al kaponim, because Tosfos speaks out. Rabbeinu Shmuel goros mechalik. So in a patash mechalik, not the hammer that splits up. Ela sella. In Tosfos, but the point is that it goes to a lot of different pieces, and that's how the godless of the Torah. But al kaponim, we are saying pshapa that the yonim are the reason we have to write the reason is because we say one thing and it comes from two different psukim. One of them is not true. The Mar is going to bring examples now from the Torah where we have this idea where maybe two Mekrois are saying the same thing. And different one Tana must be saying the wrong thing. Hey Chidami, Tam Echav Mishnei Mekrois. Give me an example of Tam Echav Tum Mekrois. Omer Rav Tzvili, the Tam Echav Mishnah, Mizbeach Mekadosh Shoroi Lo. Lacha is that if you bring something up onto the Mizbeach, it's Mekadosh it, and you don't bring it back down. You burn it together with everything else. Why? Because the Mizbeach Mekadosh is a Roi Lo, even though it's possible. So Rabbi Shua, Amen. Call a royal ishim and Allah yerit. Anything that's royal ishim, which means that a carbon became pigle. Once you bring it up, you cannot take it back down. It's royal ishim and Allah yerit. It's shenemar oila al maikta ma oila shi ruuya li ishim also leseira. It's just like oila, which is ruuya for fire. And also leseira. I've called you royal ishim and Allah yerit. Anything royal ishim Allah yerit. So the makar from mizbeach mekadosh is a royal, which is coming to exclude a kaimitz that was not kadosh for kli. That's not royal. So where do you learn this from? We learn this from Ha'ila al Maikta. The only thing that's royally ishim, royal to be burnt on the Mizbeach, does not go down even though it's possible. That's the Bekar for Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamil Omer, Kala royal Mizbeach, M'ola Yeret, Shenema, what's the Joshua? He Ha'ila al Maikta al Mizbeach. Ma Ha'ila shiru uya legab Mizbeach, M'osla Yisereid. Av kol shiru royal Mizbeach, M'ola Yeret. And he darshins from the word Mizbeach. The first man, the Amad darshins from the word Maikta, which means like a fire. The second one, the Amadarshan, the worm is back. The Darshan is the same thing, that if something's royal is back, I'm oil lo yerik. With the Vaya Maika Marabi, Psulim, they're both being Marba, Psulim, and Mar Maislam Maik, the one learns of the Maislam, Mar Maislam is back. One learns of the worm is back. So here's an example where it's the same halacha, learn that from two different psukim. That would be our example. So if it came to a Bezdin with a Ritzach, there would be a Shaila there if you could count both the yon. For the Gemara, that's not a good example, because there they argue taka. But also, I'm not saying the same halacha, I'm saying a little different. But also, miflik pligi, the two man the yomar were arguing. The Ketani Seifa, ein bein divrei Rabbi Gamliel, divrei Rabbi Yeshua, Allah, dam van asochem. Dam van asochem, they went on the Mizbeach, and it was possible, so you have to take it down, not, because the Mizbeach was Mekadoshet, Rabbi Yeshua Aimer Yerdu, because Idafka is something that's royal lemoikta. You don't burn dam, and you don't burn nesachim. Dam is spritzed on the side of Mizbech, and nesachim are poured down the little tubes that are inside the Mizbech. So these things are not moikta. So it's machloikas taka. Dam and nesachim is Yerdu, not. It's machloikas. So it's not the same exact halacha. El Rav Papa, I'll show you a different halacha. You're talking about the Braisa. Basically, the Aimer, Metoich Shunema, since the Pasuk says, Kol Hanegeya B'Mizbeach Yiktosh. This state in Pasuk, Kol Hanegeya B'Mizbeach Yiktosh. Shomei Ani Antapalam Daum Beis, Shomei Ani Bein Royu Bein Sha'in Royu. We learn from here that Tzai Royu and Tzai Ein Royu, the Mizbeach is Mekadashit. Now, how do you know not? Because the next Pasuk says, V'Zeh Tasa Mizbeach, Kvosim Beis Shono, Shnayim Layoim Tomid. So we dash in makvasim ruuyin av kol royu. It has to be dafka something that's royal in mizbeach, and it can't be saar devash or ayel tzviv chulin. Any chulin, it has to be something that's kadosh. In order that the mizbeach should be kadosh, it has to be something that's shaychas to kedusha, not something that has no shaychas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, we dash in the word oila, because oila says two pesukim later also ma oila ruuy av kol royu. So v'tvai ma'ikam matu psuli. They're both saying that by psulim there's no din of negei mizbeach yikdash, and ma ma'aslam mekvasim, and ma ma'aslam oilom learns it up from oilom to kvasim. So you see that they both learn the same thing from different psukim. So I want to know here also nafkmina. Omrav adav ahava oilus oif psula yikabinayu, that the oilus oif that's possible that went up that touched the mizbeach is that kadosh or not? That if you learn, we learn out from the pasuk of kvasim, so then it sounds like dafka kvasim and not oilus oif. But the Gemara says, Gemara speaks to that, I think. My mice like kvasim and not oilus oif loy. Or my the mice lama oilo, I feel oilus oif nami. Where from oilus oif, there is an afghamina. Oilus oif sulof, it's kosher now. They learn from kvasim, daf kvasim, not oilo. But if you learn from oilo, if I learn from oilo, then even oilus oif. So we're still looking for that case where it's the same drasha, but two different psukim. So now the Gemara is finally have shot. Elamar of Ashi. We know there's an Isser in the Torah, which is Chayev Karis. There's an Isser called Shchut Echutz. Now, you take a carbon that's a behemoth, that's Kadosh, to be a carbon. You shecht it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you Chayev Shchut Echutz. Not only that, if you maila it, you burn it outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's also Chayev. It's Shechet Amala. What about if you spritz the dam somewhere? So that's a drasha. Elamar of Ashi, Ketanya. It says in the Pasuk, that if someone does shchut echutz, it says, "Val pesach oil moed lo yaviu lahakiv carbon laHashem ufnei v'shkan Hashem dom yichashiv ishahu dom shafa chenuchas ishahu mekarev amoy." And we darshin dom yichashiv ishahu is dom shafa l'rabbis zayrik. It's marbe a zayrik also is chayiv for zrika b'chutz. The very Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, he made drashas from oy zavach. A different pasuk says oy zavach. It says v'aleihem toimer ishes meishol menagerash yogu b'seichem asher yale. Oyla zevach. Talking about being myla. It says oy zevach. The rabbi says zayrik. So v'tavai ma'ika marbe. What are they both being marbe? Zrika. They're both being marbe that zrika is chayev b'chutz. Mar ma'islem v'dam yichashu. What learns from v'dam yichashu? Mar ma'islem oy zevach. What learns from oy zevach? So here you see the exact same thing, which is the Isser zrika b'chutz are both learned out from different psukim. So here's an example of if it would be a dayin by a ritzach, they wouldn't count one of them. So tomorrow here also is nafkamina. If someone does shchita and zrika, they have two creases or not? And they have two chatas, bring two kabanas. That's just together because you can't get two creases, obviously. Shachat v'zorak ikabinayu. If you do shachat and zorak ikabinayu, different Rabbi Shmuel, we learn out shachat from. We learn zorak from the parish of shchita. In the parish of shchita, it says dam yichash v'shu dam shafach. So, l'fid the Rebbe Shmuel l'chayav l'achas, because Zorak is in the parish of Shchita. The Rebbe Kiva, Zorak is in the parish of Maila. So then Shechet and Zorak will be like Shechet and Maila, l'chayav too. The Rebbe Kiva l'chayav shtayim. So Gemara's kash is again, you didn't find anything, because here it's two zanaf kamina. L'chayav two chatoyas and not. So tomorrow, no, it isn't a good pshat, because they both hold that Zorak will not be chayav twice. Why? Ha'itma lo amma abayim, afa the Rebbe Kiva, Nami in a chayiv ala achas. Rabbi Kiva also will hold if Sheikhet and Zarek in the chayiv one. Why is that? Because there's no azara to be chayiv chorus by the parasha of Shechet Amala. It's in a different parasha, in parashas Re'eh. It says there, Shamlucha Pantala Alusecha. And there, it says, the Azhara, the warning about Mila. I said, how do you know by Shechet and Zarek also, where's the Azhara there? It's from a Hekesh. And we make a hekesh. Tala to tasa. Arvinu rachman al kula asiyus. And tasa includes shchita and zrika. And since it's the same hazara, same warning for shchita and zrika, so therefore you only be chayv one chorus even for Rabbi Kiva. So it turns out, shechet v'zayrek, according to Rabbi Kiva, and Mishmol, you chayv one chatas. And they learn out two of them psukim. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's learned out of Dom Yechashev, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it's learned out of the word Oy, Oy Zavach. So you see this idea that the same halacha is learned in two psukim, and if this would be a dayan, it would be a problem. You will have to count both dayanah.
Why is it
not
a problem over here?
What is a problem over here? No, it's not a problem. It's one of them is wrong. One of them is wrong. It is a problem. One of them is wrong. They're not passing anything. One of them is wrong. Economic. But they have a dayan. You can't pass both of them.